Is Israel firing white phosphorus into Gaza? Human Rights Watch says yes, and is backed up by munitions experts. And this, say Palestinian doctors, is the result. Dr. Nefez Abu Shaban says he's been treating burns for 27 years, but says he's never seen anything like these. He says most of the severe burn patients have been sent to Egypt, but because of the fighting, this man, Adil, can't get out.
He was brought to us last night with severe burns on the back, the face, both lower limbs. It's about 47% total burn surface area. This resulted from some sort of bombs. It might be the bombs which contain phosphorus, as we said before, because his burns are not usual burns. It's severe, it's very deep burns with strange shape. Yeah.
White phosphorus is known to burn flesh down to the bone. It's designed to provide illumination or a smokescreen in battle. Under an international protocol ratified by Israel in 1995, such incendiary weapons are allowed when, quote, not specifically designed to cause burn injury to persons.
There's not a per se prohibition against using white phosphorus in conflict, but there are significant restrictions as to when it's used and how it's to be used. For instance, it is illegal to use white phosphorus against any personnel, not only civilians, but even legal combatants. So it cannot be directed at personnel. So you're limited to having it directed at military targets.
International law says incendiary weapons cannot be used where there is a concentration of civilians, and Gaza is one of the most densely populated places on Earth. This house north of Gaza City was hit by something Sunday. It's been burning since 1 o'clock in the morning, Munir Hamada tells our cameraman around noon. If you move it with your feet, it reignites. You can't put it out with water, only with sand. This matches the properties of white phosphorus, which ignites on contact with air. Last week, an Israeli official told CNN, "I can tell you with certainty that white phosphorus is absolutely not being used." Now Israeli officials have this response to questions on its use.
Any munition that Israel is using is with accordance to the international law. Israel does not specify the types of munition nor types of operations that it's conducting.
The precise extent to which Israel has used white phosphorus in Gaza is unclear, but the use of such a controversial weapon in the crowded and confined conditions of Gaza is bound to raise questions, questions Israel is, for now, hesitant to answer. Ben Wiedemann, CNN, Jerusalem.